Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
So your girls and boys are at the age now where your pediatrician is starting to recommend the HPV vaccine, and we're going to discuss what that is and why it's so important, both now for boys and for girls. My guest is Dr. Nicola Klein. She's a research scientist and pediatrician at Kaiser Permanente. So, Dr. Klein, tell us a little bit about the HPV vaccine. Now it's there for boys as well. What ages and what is this vaccine intended to do?
Thank you very much, Melanie. So, the HPV vaccine is a vaccine that prevents against infection with the human papillomavirus, which is a infection which is involved in anal and genital and cervical cancers in boys, men, and women. The vaccine prevents the development of these types of cancer, and it is recommended to be given starting at ages 11 and 12 in children, essentially before they start sexual activity, because HPV is a sexually transmitted disease.
So as parents, Dr. Klein, you know, I take my son and he's going to be 13, and I can't believe that we're actually thinking about this.
Right. So it is very difficult for parents to start to think about having to protect their children against a sexually transmitted disease at an age in which most parents are not thinking about, exactly as you say, that their children will need to be protected in the future. But the idea of the vaccine is to give it before children start any sexual activity, because that's when the vaccine will most effectively prevent cancer when they are older.
So now, is this, you know, of course, the big question, and one time my pediatrician said to me when I was asking her something about a vaccine, she said, don't start with me. You know better, don't even start. And I just backed right off. But I mean, the question you must get, and how do we know it's safe? Are there any side effects?
Right. So we just did a study in which we looked at almost 200,000 girls.
Wow.
We only looked at girls. Who were vaccinated within Kaiser Permanente in both Northern and Southern California. And we looked at the vaccine that was given to all girls who were just received it as part of just routine clinical care. And we looked at, after each dose, the vaccine is a three-dose series, and we looked at the 60 days after each dose, and what we looked to see was we looked at all emergency room visits and all hospitalizations after each dose. And what we found was in this population of almost 200,000 girls that the only association we detected was a same-day fainting following vaccination and an increase in skin infection during the 2 weeks after vaccination. We did not detect any new additional safety concerns.
Okay, so what about, have there been any studies about the long-term safety efficacy? Is this a vaccine that we have to get a booster for at some point?
So there have been studies done by others that have looked at the efficacy of this vaccine, and these were done prior to being licensed. And what they found was that following three doses of this vaccine, given in the way it's recommended, it has very, very high efficacy. That means it prevents more than 98% of cervical and other types of cancers. So it works very well if after three doses given.
And are there other things? I know you're not an oncologist, but are there other ways that you catch cervical, that you can get cervical cancer? Does this give you complete peace of mind? Or, I mean, we still have to get our cervical cancer screening throughout life if you got this vaccine.
Well, I think that's a very good question. And I think that's actually a fairly complicated question that will probably evolve as time goes on. As more and more people are protected against HPV with this vaccine, I think the recommendations pap smear screening or cervical cancer screening may change over time as that presumably that we will see a decreasing in incidence and in precancerous lesions. But I think those sorts of questions are still to be answered as time goes by.
And you also mentioned that the human papillomavirus can affect the anus. It can affect other parts of the body as well. So are we going to see reductions in those types of cancers, like anal cancer, which is a particularly ominous cancer?
Right. So that is certainly the hope, that is exactly what these vaccines will do. And that was part of why recently the vaccine was now expanded to be recommended for both boys and girls, since it was shown to prevent against penile and anal cancers in boys. So I think that's certainly the hope, and that's certainly the expectation, but we will have to see as time goes on if that is what it will happen.
And now, are we going to see less and less boys with genital warts? Is that already being seen?
Right. So that's been another question, it's actually been a great way to consider what is the impact of this vaccine. And so there are studies that are ongoing right now to evaluate, are there changes in the amount of genital warts that are being seen following vaccination? I think we've been actually involved in doing a study looking at the genital warts for vaccination and also as well as after vaccination. And other studies, I think, have been starting to show that perhaps there is a decrease in genital warts. But I think, again, more studies are going to be needed to establish that with certainty.
And what would you like to tell parents, Dr. Klein, and the teenager or the young tween that you're giving this vaccination to about sexual activity in general, and that, you know, maybe they won't get genital warts, maybe they won't get HPV, and yes, this will protect them or hopefully protect them from certain types of cancers, but there still are other sexually transmitted diseases out there and pregnancy. And so as a result, this vaccine, while safe and efficient, does not protect you from so many of the other things that are going on out there.
Right. So that's exactly correct. So I think what I would tell a teenager is that this vaccine has been effective. It's shown to be safe. It's reassuring that we can tell both families and boys and girls that this is a vaccine to protect against cancer, but that there's many other things that can happen with sexual activity that you need to protect yourself against, and that includes pregnancy and other sexually transmitted diseases. And that this is only one tool to prevent against one type of sexually transmitted disease.
Well, that's, I think, the main thing. It's just one tool. And as much as parents think, okay, well, there's so many different vaccines, and, you know, which ones work for what. Now, does insurance cover this for boys now, too, because this is fairly recent?
Yes, I believe so. It is a recommended vaccine from the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices for both boys and girls to routinely receive it. So it should be covered by insurance for both boys and girls.
And what is your single best advice now, the message to take home about the HPV vaccine and the disease itself?
So the HPV vaccine can prevent cancer in all, both boys and girls, and that is a safe and effective vaccine to prevent cancer.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nicola Klein. And the study did really point out that it affirms the safety of the HPV4 vaccine for adolescents and young women in routine clinical care for both boys and girls. So you know, when the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that this is what you do, you know, they don't take these things lightly. We have to speak to our children about what it means, about sexual activity and what that means and the repercussions that come from sexual activity at an early age. So parents, we have to be able to talk to our children about these things, as uncomfortable as it may seem. Of course, you can get more information at aap.org or their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and you're listening to Healthy Children. We'll be back. There's more great show coming up.